Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from Norris Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over.
Over 65, thank you. Now, I am required to read verbatim for the survey. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, please. And please note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, or try it once or twice?
Oh, yeah, this is kind of, I haven't a clue. I don't have any people, kids in my family that are that age to even refer to, so I don't know if I'm the best one for your survey.
Well, you can give me your best guess, and remember that based on what you have seen, read, or heard, you know, on the news, on TV, when you go out to the store.
Well, I don't know. What was the percentage you wanted? I'm sorry.
Well, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month?
I hope not. Well, I don't know. It depends on the age. I suppose if they're like 15, 16, 17, maybe once a week. I'm not sure.
Well, that's your best guess. Yes, that's fine. And I thank you for that. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, geez.
Give me your best guess.
Once a month. Let's go through that.
Once a month. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month? Once a month, once or twice a year, tried it once or twice, or never?
Well, for the ones that smoke, I would imagine daily.
Daily, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each of one that I read. If you don't agree or disagree, please let me know. And for each statement that I read, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, again, just give me your best guess. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you say you strongly agree with this, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would agree with that, I would hope.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
What do you think? Agree, thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yeah, it just depends if the parents smoke or not or use the products themselves, but I guess I'd have to agree.
Agree, thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes.
Thank you. Would you say you strongly agree? I'm sorry. Agree?
Oh, yeah, agree, yeah.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree
on that. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree. What? Wait a minute. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yes. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents or guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
We're headed towards the end of the survey. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree
on that. Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I think these are the same questions over and over.
No, they're not. They kind of seem the same, but they're not. Because some say most adults in my community believe. That's what you have heard. Other questions say drinking alcohol is never a good thing to do. That's your own personal opinion. And
okay.
For example, parents should not let teens vapor. That's your own personal opinion as well. So the next one says drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
This is my third to the last of the list. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with the vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I'm going to ask you some questions about you, about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried it once or twice, or never?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks. Okay, thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried it once or twice or never?
Tried it once or twice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and how often?
Tried it once, yeah.
You tried it once or twice. Okay, thanks.
A
long time ago, okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week?
Never.
Twice a month? Oh, never.
Never.
And now I just have a few final questions for you to finish the survey. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Never. And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic or Latino, Black or African American, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, or American
white.
Indian? That's white. Thank you. And I believe this is my last question here. As a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first ones are the Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a wonderful rest of the night.